can hold his guns, and then we can get a few more senators to back him. And that's the problem with we got too many rhino buckets.
Well, I'll tell you, 4 years,
I know.
I've been saying Manchin's praises. Not that he's always right, because he's not.
He's not.
But he holds to his guns, and he kind of reminds me of a little bit lefter JFK.
Yeah.
Literally. I think he's going to stay with his guns here. I really do.
I hope so, because I think if this doesn't stand pat for Americans, it's not going to be good. Not going to be good at all, because it's just going to, what it's going to do, is just going to bring in a new world order real quick.
Well, it could.
Oh, there ain't no could. It will.
It's sad. I don't know.
UN, that's what they want.
I notice there's a push by media, and you'll see this. Anytime there's a political objective or somebody has something to be gained, like beef, you know, this attack on beef, this attack on cattle, this attack on us eating red meat. Now they're starting to talk about bugs in ways like, oh, everybody's already eating them anyways. We better, you know, talk about it. Hello, Susie Q. Listen to this. The FDA. This is coming from the FDA, okay? Yeah. Don't eat cicadas if you're allergic to seafood.
Mm.
Do you know anybody that eats cicadas?
I know no one.
I know zero people. I mean,
I remember back as a kid, we had a restaurant pizzeria. You might have had it too up there. Snappy Tomato Pizza.
Right.
Okay. Back they used to have a song. It was Snap, Snap,
right.
Snappy. Okay. Well, they when the cicadas came out 1 year, they came out with Snappy Cicada Pizza.
Ugh.
They literally did. They made a pizza eventually.
Well, I remember like chocolate covered crickets and, you know, chocolate covered grasshoppers, but they were novelties. They were like, ooh, you're going to try that? Well, now this new world order is pushing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people can say it's a conspiracy, but it's
no.
I think that you can literally beat them with facts right now.
Yeah. They want us to eat bugs.
Yes. They want us to replace our protein instead of having red meat and pork and chicken because they have flatulence and. Supposedly, that's causing climate change.
Yeah.
Even though if humans were never here, the animals still would be, by the way.
Yeah.
They want us to start eating bugs. So now what they do is they start telling us that, you know, well, it's normal.
Yeah.
It's kind of like pedophilia. They tried for the longest time to say, oh, it's normal. It's normal. Well, now they're doing the same thing with eating bugs.
Just so much. It's like they normalize soy meat.
Right. Ick. Ugh. Disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, it's not real. It's not only that, it's bad for males.
Right. Well, and again, when people start playing God, it never ends up good for us.
No. You don't think that was done intentionally so they could control the population because they knew it was going to kill sperm cells. Men can't get women pregnant. That's what
When's the last time that you've been to Walmart, of all places? I don't know anybody that buys steaks there, but if you do, two ribeyes, how much?
Oh, God.
2 inch, you know, inch and a
almost
quarter.
$40.
Cut. Yeah, it was like $36.
Yeah, crazy.
But you can buy cicadas for almost nothing.
Yeah.
And I see ads like this, you know, the new and improved, you know.
Yeah.
The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration has told Americans not to eat cicadas if you're allergic to seafood. I just can't fathom it,
man. Yeah.
How's your dating life going?
Not good.
What do you mean not good?
I need some relief from COVID.
Well, everything's open. All the bars are open. Everything's open now.
Yeah.
Okay, so no more.
But you still have to wear a mask in a lot of these places.
Well, yeah, but I think that'd be a benefit to you.
Yeah, but no, it wouldn't.
Well, I mean... Not in most of them, you do not. Yeah, some of them,
I mean,
you do.
Some guys, they may need a mask. Not me. No.
Well, I got some pickup lines here for you.
Okay.
Yeah. You may fall from the sky. You may fall from a tree. But the best way to fall is in love with me. you like that one?
That was good.
Okay, how about this? Are you Google? Because I just found what I've been searching for. Here's one. If you stood in front of a mirror and held up 11 roses, you would see 12 of the most beautiful things in the world. Get it? You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Your hand looks heavy. Let me hold it for you. Is that toxic masculinity because you're holding a girl's hand?
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah. It would be considered that today.
Huh? Isn't that sick?
It is sick.
You know,
back in the day, that's just normal.
Right. You
know? It's still normal to me. I'm still going to do it. I don't care.
Know what's on the menu? Me and you.
I love it.
You like that one?
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even if there wasn't any gravity on Earth, I would still fall for you.
That's right.
Do you like that one?
I like that.
Okay, now I could see you using this. Next time you're standing in line, a woman doesn't have a ring on. She looks like she's single. She's had a bad day. I want you to go up and say this. Can I borrow a kiss? I promise I'll give it back. You like that one?
Yeah.
I can see you doing that one. The big red machine, you know?
Yeah.
Me without you is like a nerd without braces, a shoe without laces, and a sentence without spaces.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Dan Jackson says, dumb pickup lines work great because they make them laugh. And once you get them to laugh,
yep,
it opens the door for it conversation. You know what I mean?
I always say, laughter is good for everything.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, how about, now, this is more of a my type of pickup line, like it would be to mine. Be like, do you believe in love at first sight? Or do you need me to walk by again? You know what I'm saying? Let's commit the perfect crime. I'll steal your heart. You steal mine. You like that one?
Right. I like it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. This is like the best pickup lines. Give me, what's your pickup line?
Oh, God. You asked me this a while ago.
Well, I did, but yeah, I expect you to do some research and be ready for this. You know what I mean?
My best pickup line?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know. I just be myself. At the time, it's whatever the moment is.
Okay.
With me.
Here's a moment thing.
And it's usually, you know, I'll crack a good funny joke, get them to laugh.
That's what you got to do.
And that's what you got to do. You open them up. And that opens them up to conversation. And that's what, right. That's and what then, life's about, man.
You know, who are you? What do you like? Yeah. Can I see myself, you know, dating you, having fun with you? Yeah. And then eventually, when you get to know the real them, can I see myself being with this person forever?
Yeah.
You know? Right. How about this one? Okay. I want you. You can't do it at work, obviously. I mean, you just, nobody can anymore. Work's off limits. You can't even see somebody that you work with somewhere and do it. So, I know. Going to the grocery store and, you know, go into the vegetable aisle or something and walk by a woman and say, man, I hope you know CPR. And when they say why, you say, because you just took my breath away. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So aside from taking my breath away, what do you do for a living? You see?
That's right.
Open the door.
Right.
And
opening a door is the key to a good relationship.
How about I ought to complain to Spotify for you not being named this week's hottest single? these are definitely new pickup lines. How about this one? Are you a parking ticket? And when they look at you and say, what? You say, because you've got fine written all over you. now, this one's kind of corny. Your eyes are like the ocean. I could swim in them all day. That's a Scotty Roberts pickup line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've heard that one many times.
If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cute cumber. you happen to have a Band-Aid because I scraped my knees falling for you. I can see you using that one. I never believed in love at first sight, but that was before I saw you. That's more of a softy one.
Yeah. That's a Jim Lockwood.
Here, if you want to pretend to be gay and go get a woman, you can be, I didn't know that I wanted a woman until I saw you.
You know? Right.
If you want to play that angle, I guess. I was wondering if you could tell me if you're here, who's running heaven? I like that one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You've got everything I've been searching for. And believe me, I've been looking a long time. Well, that's you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like a fine wine. The more of you I drink in, the better I feel. You know?
Yeah.
Or you could go the opposite way and say, you're like a fine wine. The more I drink, the better you look. You know? today says just be genuine.
That's it. I mean, that's what it is. Being genuine, being funny.
Somebody should email or text Scotty that.
Yeah.
You know, the Scotty Roberts pickup line.
I think that's the main thing in life as a human being, just being genuine, be yourself.
Right.
And it's just the same way with the lady, man. Just be genuine, be yourself. There'll be something you're not.
Well,
but I always tell everybody.
You know what you could do?
Yeah.
Walk up to a lady and say, do you have a map? And she says, why? I just got lost looking at you. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
There you go. It's like Map Quest.
Yeah. we got a whole bunch more, but we can't do it any longer. It's 10:58 this 8th day of June already.
Yeah.
Get over to Patreon. I want to say thank you to Leslie.
Yes. Thank you, Leslie.
She's our very first patron.
Yes.
Thank you. We love you. And, you know, it feels good to always have somebody you can count on. You know what I mean?
You got that right. Yeah.
Patreon.com/morningcrankers.
Yep.
That's some pretty cool stuff. You know what I want to do? I want to go do a video. I want to go through McDonald's. I want to take a picture of their burgers and stuff.
Yep.
Then I want to order a couple. And then I really, really, really want to open them up and show you what you really get. Like, this is what they're promoting. This is the actual product.
Yeah.
And you like giving them hell up there about Coca-Cola, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
I know. Yep.
So you got any jokes or are you joked out?
I thought I'd let you do the jokes since you just did the jokes at the end of the show.
And remember, if you look at the picture on today's show, try that restaurant.
Yeah.
Phuket.
Yeah, try it.
I think you'll love it. Sometimes you just, in your life, you have to go try new things.
Yep.
And this restaurant, Phuket.
Yeah.
I think is one of them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We love you guys. We will see you over on Patreon.
Yep. Go to Phuket.